this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of August 25th in News on the Edge. Calling St. Pete Umbrella Town right now, so stay safe, stay dry, shop, sip, and eat, play local this summer. Really, St. Pete is the best city to staycation in my belief. Really, just telling people if you're going to do that staycation, explore some areas you haven't seen yet or maybe in a while. You also may have heard locally we are losing street art that's been there for many years and helped express our community's diversity and increase the safety of our intersections in St. Pete. But as the mayor put it, we will not lose our focus on the meaning behind that street art and are going to add more and bolder expressions that show we are St. Pete and everyone is welcome here. So sad for the need for this, but excited for what's to come here in St. Pete. If you want to know who we are, the Edge Business District Association is a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on advocacy, promotion, and education for the over 136 businesses now that look to us for guidance. And it really is an honor to do that. Events coming up, Labor Day weekend, come out to the Edge. We've got over 1,000 parking spaces in the district, plus thousands of spots at Tropicana Field. And college football kicks off in a big way this coming weekend. So if you're a big fan of sports like I am, so we've got college football, pro football, many other sports are still going out there with the Rays playing on TV and over in Tampa. So check that out. Also, Bites Battle in the Edge. That is a taste of appetizers around the edge when you get a passport, and that's going to be all of September. So if you're interested in that, Google Bites Battle in the Edge, and everything will come up for you on that. August 26th from 8 to 10 p.m., there's a comedy night at Sans Market, and keep the laughter going because August 27th is a comedy night at Ferg's from 6 to 9 p.m. So we've got a bunch of laughter to end the month of August, and then September 27th is our Edge Cleanup. That's our quarterly cleanup. The kickoff spot is Hawkers from 8 to 10 a.m., so join us there. All you need to do is bring a smile, friends, family. Keep Pinellas Beautiful is helping us with the vest and the pickers and the bags and all that good stuff. So come join us at Hawkers 8 to 10 a.m. on September 27th. That's a Saturday. Last but not least, events coming up, Halloween on Central. Still looking for sponsors and vendors for that, HalloweenOnCentral.com. As far as announcements for the Did You Know, the Edge District will double the number of businesses and residents that are housed within the district in the next 3 years. So that's kind of crazy to see how busy we are, how much is going on. But within 3 years, that's going to double. We go from down Central Avenue from MLK 9th Street to 16th Street and 1st Avenue to 1st Avenue. The district is closed on the end of MLK and 16th, but open on 1st Avenue and 1st Avenue, which means it includes businesses on both sides of 1st Avenue South and 1st Avenue North. New and coming soon, Pure Green Acai Bowls and Smoothies is packed now, 1041 Central Avenue. They open at 7 a.m., so for us early birders that maybe are just coming from the gym or going to the gym or just getting ready to go to work, it's a really, they've got great hours there, smoothies, juices, acai bowls, toast, like avocado toast, banana toast, really cool things there. Coming soon, the Bosphorus Turkish Cuisine, 1246 Central Avenue. So if you walk by there, you can kind of peek in a little bit and see the construction in action, which is pretty exciting. So we're hoping to have them this fall. They have a couple other locations around Central Florida, but we can't be more excited to welcome them to the Edge soon. And then we've got a new fitness place opening up in the 900 building this fall called Peach Pump. So more on that coming soon. Really best time ever to get a brick and mortar location in the Edge. If you're interested in more, info@edgedistrict.org, and I can help direct you to some great spaces. We've got 39 patio and sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge. Do a new one every day, and you still will have more left over at the end of a month. And knowing what the buzz is all about in the Edge, we've got several full liquor options. So whether it's First Avenue Liquors, they have a speakeasy in the back, Hawkers, Ferg's, Enigma, Copa, Bar Mezzo, Intermezzo, Edge Eatery, Bodegas, Bar Chica, the Moxie Hotel, and don't forget our nearby neighbors right down the road in the Melting Pot. So Lots of places to get a full mixed drink. Come and enjoy that. For shopping in the district, it's not too early to start shopping for holiday gifts. Really great deals out there. Plus, makes it easier on the wallet to buy a few things now. So I kind of shop all year round. I've got a special place in my closet where I stash everything, and it really lowers my holiday shopping stress. And then definitely circle your calendar for October. The Mezzo Market returns. That's really, I call it the best shopping experience in St. Pete. You've got the Mezzo Market and then all of our classic brick and mortars as well. For services that we've added on the edgedistrict.org, it's a really cool way to find all the categories that you need to get by here in St. Pete. And one of those categories, if you've got a business, is coaching. So we've got the best guidance for our community, really, with 525 Coaching, Alchemy Academy, Action Coach Tampa Bay, the Growth Coach of St. Pete, and Crazy Good Solutions. So these amazing coaches, really deeply rooted in community activities that are helping make St. Pete special. So check them out if you need that. For entertainment, always cool stuff to do in the Edge, Eat, Drink, Shop, Entertainment. We've got our free scavenger hunt. That's facebook.com/groups/sanddollarhunt. And then you can throw some axes at Ferg's. So, you know, what's not to love about beer and throwing sharp axes? So St. Pete Axe and Ale Experience is open Wednesday through Sunday at Ferg's. I've done it before. Tons of fun. And last but not least, local not-for-profits and mission-driven businesses really need our help. This summer, it's been a tough year for grants and growth. And really, it's our turn as a community to give back to those nonprofits that have given so much to us. So look around, see what you can help out with. And as always, edgedistrict.org to find out more. Check out our event calendar. Thank you so much.